What's happening, guys? Welcome to the Waffle Mafia Podcast. I'm Aaron Johnson, also known as Lucky Legends, the Wiz, Wizard, whatever you want to call me. It's all good. Just come have a beer with me. So, going to talk this week about everything that has gone down in the Waffle Mafia this week. What did we do this past week? What kind of giveaways we do? A little weekly waffle wrap-up. And then we will get moving into the character discussion and who we're going to talk about. So, with that said, we always lead it off. We'll pause for the cause, and we'll take it to Pound Town. All right. I hope everybody's had a good week. It's been a lot of information this week, a lot of stuff being kicked around, talking about our waves of figures that are coming. We still have the Club Grayskull wave. We also have our Collector's Choice wave. So doing some retooling on those things. Super 7 gave us a little update this past week, letting us know what was going on with that. That is posted on Lucky Legends. If you guys have not seen it, that link is there. You can check that out. But it's basically just talking about some of the changes that are being made to the figures, some of the corrections that needed to be made, some of the things that we complained about, and some of the things that they're working on fixing. So obviously, as you guys have seen, when we get these prototype figures, sometimes the final product, sometimes every time, the final product pretty much ends up looking much different than what is already has already been showed to us. So we start out with one thing, we end with another. But hopefully with the corrections are being made, as far as what I can tell, they look like positive directions that look like we're moving in the right direction. So let's hop over, Seahawks in the chat room. What's up? I got Alphabet. What's going on, my friend? Get the chat room up for anybody who is new to the podcast. If you get in the live chat and you chat with me in the live chat, then you get a free shot in Thirsty Thursday, which will take place tomorrow night. Always, whatever we talk about in the podcast is something that we end up doing on Thirsty Thursday. So hop into the chat, talk to me in the chat. Always glad to see you guys and hang out with you. So Alphabet, what's going on, my man? Got E-Daddy. E-Daddy's in there. JD Gibbs, what's going on, my friend? Pause for the cause. What's up, Amato? Dial-A-Mug has me most excited. I agree, man. The improvements to Dial-A-Mug are epic. I mean, they were the things that we asked for the most, I think. And on the last podcast I talked about, I think I talked about the changes to Dial-A-Mug with the movable face pieces. I think the center nose piece is going to stay the same, but the other face pieces are going to rotate. So that's really cool. And I know that you guys at Fans of Power are very excited for Dial-A-Mug, because you guys have talked about that for quite a while. So shout out to Mr. Joey Amato, Joey Boom Boom in the room, and Mr. Tyler Baker over at Fans of Power. We also got Coronado in the room. I think Graylin was saying he wanted a swig. Yeah, I heard that too, D-Lo. He's in the background hanging out. So, yep, he's doing his thing. What up, LC? What's going on, buddy? Maynor, nothing wrong with flying monkeys, unless some evil witch is commanding them. That's true. Stratos is my 114th favorite character. Alphabet. Alphabet is not going to be satisfied until we get all the way into New Adventures and we're talking about Intergalactic Skeletor. Or that killer hoof figure that we should have by then. So, yeah, the this stuff does not interest Mr. Alphabet at all. And Graylin is very interested in being a part of the podcast tonight. He's pausing for the causing as well. Grim Dagon says, Mega, what's up? Yep, so Mega tonight. We got a Mega Waffle going on tonight. And again, for those who are not a part of the Waffle Mafia, if this is your first time tuning in, Waffle Mafia is made up of a couple different things. That boy right over there. So we got Lucky Legends. We got Lord of Destruction Waffles. And, of course, we have Most Powerful Waffles. We have Joito Josue, who does La Wheel, which is also one of our waffle pages. He's part of the Waffle Mafia as well. It's our brother from another mother. He's been down right now due to the hurricane and that kind of stuff. And they've really just, I mean, they're still absolutely devastated. So we're still thinking about him and thoughts and prayers with him as well. So that for you, Mr. Joito Josue. But the Waffle Mafia came about from the Waffle Groups. And what do you got to do to be in the Mafia? Come hang out. Come hang out, chat, talk, you know, just be a part of the fun that goes down. It's all Motu all the time. It's all the pages. It's just Masters. But so when we talk about a mega waffle is something that happens over at Lord of Destruction Waffles. And if you're not a member of that page, please go join David Carbulka, the God Waffler. He's got a little something special for you guys tonight, and especially for you folks who are in the live chat right now and the folks who are watching the podcast, because you guys are going to get a crack at a mega tonight if you get our little riddle right. So going to do a little riddle, a little something I'm going to hold up for you guys at some point or another. We will then whoever is able to answer that, the first three folks are going to get a free spot in tonight's mega. So the mega waffle's going down tonight. I do believe it's 10 o'clock. I might be wrong. I think that's Central Standard Time. David normally does. Man spreading issues. I want my figures. Maynor, hope Super 7 can fix the man spreading issue quickly. I don't know what that issue is, my brother. Tell me all about it. So, yeah, I want your figures too, man, because if you got your figures, I got my figures. So what's up, Sugar Mama P? What's going on? We got Cassandra Proc in the room, and if you guys missed her last week, we had He-Man and She-Ra, also members of the Waffle Mafia, doing their thing. Yeah, I got you, brother, Maynor. So that was one thing that I am going to talk about is that corrected hip width, which is something that was going down with the tooling with Super 7. So that, you know, we've talked about it, and I know that, you know, every time that we're waiting on a wave with Super 7 that they say, well, you know, we're trying to get this right, or we have to retool this, or we have to rework that. But what we have to understand, really, honestly, we're back around October right now, and we've only been – Super 7's only been handling this for a year now. So in a year's time, that there's been a major transition, and I'm not necessarily defending or saying, you know, oh my goodness, you know, Super 7's the greatest. But in my opinion, they are. They are doing a lot of great things for the community, and they're doing a lot of things for us as far as trying to get us the things that we want, and they're wanting to make them correct. So, you know, I want it as bad as you guys do, but I also understand going in and making sure that the product looks the way that it ought to look. And Tila's Head Sculpts is a very prime example of that. As far as, you know, we saw that side-by-side comparison with that head sculpt. And that first head sculpt, man, you know, if you look at it by itself, it is really not that bad. But when you set it beside the improved and the updated sculpt that's on the right-hand side, man, made a huge difference. You can definitely tell a monstrous difference between the two. So I think the improvements are headed, again, in the right direction, the corrections that they made. So Christmas next year, maybe. I agree, Paul. I think that's right. I mean, yeah, a little shout out to my buddy. You know who you are. You know, I agree, man. I know there's delays and things, and I just hope that the delays that we're getting are for the best, and I think that they will be, because some of the updates that we're getting, you know, would indicate that they're moving in the right direction. And the thing is, too, and the thing that kind of makes me feel a lot better about it is Super 7 is keeping us updated, and that is a very different thing than what we're used to, because Maddie doesn't care or didn't care. Maddie turn out the product when they want to, you know, and if there's flaws with it, if there's problems with it, if the, you know, whatever, sorry. I mean, you know, sorry that we make Hordak's wrong arm cannon. I mean, you know, but suck it and buy it. So that's just the way that it goes. But I mean, as far as Super 7 goes, I really do feel like our feedback is listened to, and I know that there are some channels out here in the He-Man community that even you guys, these things are being passed along, and these changes are being made, and it's because of the community. So you guys in the Mafia, you're the guys that are making this happen and making this thing go down. So let your voice be heard always. Make sure, you know, if there's something. But aside from just sitting down and just straight up bitching, which it does us no good. I mean, I can be as frustrated about it as possible, but it's not going to change the fact that we're not going to get it till we get it. Now, there are some other things that are floating around out there that we're kind of moved into with Super 7, some other questions that we have, the paint apps, the plastics, some of those things. But I think as we were talking, with a year, with only really a year under the belt, and I actually came to really defend my own comment, which was sort of frustrated with the fact that we're always saying, you know, hey, we're working on it. But at the same time, I think that we are getting some sculpts that we've never had before. And those new sculpts, I think, are possibly what's holding up the process. We were talking about Fangor. I mean, that head sculpt is insane. And, some of the articulation, the very fine detail type things, the detail, I should say, it's just some super fine details that I think probably took a little bit of work. And we talked about it's Drago Man's legs, we believe, you know, the same kind of sculpt there that we have with Drago Man. So some of that stuff's being reused. But I know that with some of the female figures, you know, that those are new sculpts and that kind of thing. So there's going to be critics tearing them apart no matter what they do. Some gripes are very legit. I agree. I mean, there are some very legitimate gripes, and I have them myself. I try to be very positive, but I do agree that some of the gripes are super legit, and I agree with them. What up? Hey, what's going on there, Brosvic? It's good to have you in the room. Adam Wiles, what's going on, Wally Cat? And a shout-out update to some people that jumped in there. Good to see you guys. Thanks for hopping in. Really, the discussion for tonight, more so, not so much about Stratos, I think, but just the idea that that's what we're going to do this week for tomorrow night for Thirsty Thursday. And the reason being, I picked up some cool stuff that I want to share with you guys. Of course, when I find something cool, it never stays in my collection. It always goes to you guys, because that's really the purpose of doing what we do. So we'll have a little pause for the calls on that. Do a little weekly wobble wap up. Let's see who all we had this past week. This past week did some good stuff. Let me get to my list here. Let's see. Had a whole lot of mail. Whole lot of mail went out today. So you guys, everybody in Lucky Legends Land should be getting something. I mean, my gosh, man. I really not that far behind on shipping. So the fact is, I mean, we really just have given away that much stuff. So, and I go back and I watch it sometimes and I realize, I'm like, gosh, man, we really do, you know, crank out and give out a lot of stuff. And I love that, because that's given to you guys. And that's what this thing was born on. And that's what we've made it do since the beginning. Where's my widgets at? we do need the widgets. So this past week, We talked about Battle Armor He-Man. Maynor picked him up. We did a Super 7 Battle Armor He-Man, so that was the reaction figures on card. JKB got that. Did a Battle Armor Vintage Freebird. Did Moss Man. Went over to E-Daddy as a Moss Man Classics. He's got a little Chia shave job there on the head. Couple Waffle Mafia stickers. Did a Trap Jaw Pop. Went out to Freebird. Johnny Miz and Cassandra jumped in and did get a little giveaway. So sent out a vintage Spike Ore. We did that for Friday Night Spikes. Gave away a Classics Spike Ore that Artemis Prime walked away with. He had a ridiculous evening. Got an Ultimates Faker. So also gave that away, and he doubled up on that. I think everybody pretty much wants to kill him. did a Tila Ultimate this past week, went to Jason Dunn. Arrow went to JD Gibbs. Grim got Amara of Primus a little bit back when we did our I was just looking at my shipping list and everything that went out. Grim also picked up a Fighting Foemen 3-pack this past week. Let's see, Snipera or Sugar Mama P or Can't Standra, whatever name you be going by tonight, girl. You be getting a drag store, so drag store's on his way. Couple of other things. We did give away a couple of other things this past week. We're gonna be doing the same this week. You guys know how we do it. I like the idea this past week of people jumping in, and if you double down, you kind of got your own thing. That was fun. Enjoyed doing that. Appreciate you guys doing that thing with me. Can't wait to get that balding moss man. It's a Johnson special. Let's see, we have two Ultimates, Shadow Weaver and Fisto. I really do kind of wish they would continue the Ultimates idea, because I love those vintage card backs, and you know that's beautiful, the burst and all that good stuff. I mean, as you can see with Stratos, it looks freaking amazing, and it is, they are absolutely beautiful. But I just don't know. I guess if you would say the Ultimates treatment, which was what He-Man got, where we got the multiple heads, we got the multiple weapons, Skeletor, multiple heads, multiple weapons, Faker, multiple heads, multiple weapons, Tila, same thing. Ram Man was really the only one that didn't necessarily fit in the idea of the Ultimates, in my opinion, just in the sense that, all he came with, of course, was his extra head and his axe. So, with Ram Man, I wouldn't say that that's necessarily an ultimate. Now, in my opinion, you could possibly do a Manny Faces ultimate where you had multiple heads packed in, you had the Manny weapons assortment in there, but we're already getting them for the Filmation line, so, you know, it's kind of we don't want to just keep getting variants of the same figures, but I also agree that they are okay. There you go, Maynor. I agree with you there. I think we need a reissue of some figures, so like Fisto, Shadow Weaver, the ones that are just absolutely astronomical, Sorceress, even as far as a classics version, I wouldn't mind them doing it again. Again, we're getting the Filmation version, so we don't necessarily need it if you're okay with mixing your lines. It's all He-Man, so it's all good, but it just depends on how you want to do that. If you're a purist and you want to keep that separated, I guess, you know, the idea being I wish they would re-release some of those early figures because I missed out on some of those as well. And, of course, we've picked them up to do them, you know, for the group. There are only a very few number of classics figures that we have not waffled off in this group already. Fisto is one of them that we have not done. However, one night we did 3 Shadow Weavers in the same night. So, you know, it's not necessarily the price tag. It's more or less the availability to get a hold of it. And everything really has to kind of click in on our side of the world for it to work, because we have to have a couple of waffles where there are some reserve dollars to get a hold of the better figures. And, you know, sometimes that happens. Pretty much everything, what minute amount of profit that I do make on waffles, I do apply to getting you guys cool other stuff to waffles. So it's that's there. Need to do a flat out. I see. I want the Ultimates line to cover Triclops, Trapjaw, Man at Arms, Manny Faces, and Beastman. I can see that. I just, because I would like to have them in a classics version on that card back. I don't know. Maybe that you need to call them Ultimates. Maybe we could just go back and snap up, you know, the line again in the old card back. Maybe that's something we do when we run out of things to do. But the fact is, if you've looked around and you've seen the different polls that are going around for the voting, it doesn't look like we're going to have any shortage of anything to do anytime soon. So if everything keeps clicking along with Super 7 and we keep buying things and they keep showing that it's a profitable property, I really don't see a shortness in figures to make. So another thing that I did want to talk about before we get into Stratos with 5 minutes left, I wanted to do a shout out to Motu Evolution tonight because they've sort of have a Stratos topic going on over there. And it's from our buddy, Matt Walford, who is also a member of the Waffle Mafia. We did waffle off one of his Stratoses that he did for the group. As you guys know, most of you guys, if for those who don't, Matt does beautiful paint jobs on vintage figures and just really gives them beautiful depth and look to them. So, he had done a Stratos for us before, but he did a Stratos for Motu Evolution. So the guys over at Motu Evolution, I had talked to Wayne Robert Scott earlier and asked him if it was okay to kind of throw this out there. But they over at Evolution are wanting to do a giveaway, or they're going to do a giveaway with this Stratos that's been painted by Matt Walford. It's absolutely beautiful. It's glorious. Agreed. They're actually going to give that figure away, the one that Walford's done for the group, and he's donated to the group. They're going to give it away to a member they don't know how. So the kicker is they want you guys to give an idea for a giveaway. So whoever has the most creative idea for how to give away the Stratos, if your idea is picked, you know, blah, blah, blah. But and then they're going to use that as far as the giveaway. So something cool that's going on over at Evo. You guys should definitely check it out. I don't think it's a pin post or anything, so you might have to look for it a little bit. But it's got a picture of Stratos that Mr. Walford did. It's absolutely beautiful. Speaking of Stratos, all the reissues have original arms. Some of them do, some of them don't. I think Alphabet, I had checked into that at one point in time. Now, in most cases, the reissues do have original on them when they're not the original. So it was a massive screw up, and I don't think they know which ones do and which ones don't. If I'm wrong, please correct me, because I would actually like to know that myself. I wish we had a list that would tell us, you know, what's the variant going on there. Mechaneck would be nice. I agree, Dagon. There are some that I think could get the ultimate treatment, that there are multiple things that could go in there and kind of make it worth it being an ultimate pack, but... So the one thing I was going to talk about, I'll get to that real quick. I'm not going to keep you guys past the time we said we're going to do, so we'll just do it. So we've got a corrected hip width on the female figures. So for like on Hawk, or Delora, however you're going to display your girl, the hip piece, and I know you guys probably can't see that very well right there. Well, you definitely can't see it very well now. The hip piece, or the crotch piece, I guess you would say. The hips were sitting much further out on the figure. The crotch piece was too wide, so it's pushing the hips out. So what Super 7 has done is they've come in on the inside and done a retooling of that interior crotch piece to shorten that up and make it smaller so that the legs can move in and the hips will be correct there. So, you know, that's a very cool thing that they have done. And, of course, Delora or Hawk being the lead into Stratos. That's where I was transitioning like maybe probably 30 minutes ago. But, I'll pause for the cause. What we've got, what we're going to do tomorrow night, and of course you guys know, like to talk about it on the show, what we're going to do. Got a Classics Blue Pack Stratos. So he is the Blue Pack version of Stratos. He's hanging out. They also do make a red pack version. So, you know, depending on how things go. But got the old red pack version, got the blue pack version. Those are, of course, both classics. We have a staff of Avion. And if you'll notice, that is the Filmation staff of Avion. So that comes with a different figure. Does not come with Stratos. So you get that with Icer. So there's your staff of Avion that goes with Icer. Or that comes with Icer. Pick this up this week for you guys. We have the Super 7 reaction figure Stratos. So going to do that tomorrow night. Going to give him away as well. So there's that beautiful Super 7 gloriousness. We'll do that tomorrow night. was going to do this one for Friday Night Spikes, but I did not. Everything just crashed and died. So Facebook was about to kick us anyway. So we got this beautiful little Spike Orr fella. He's going to come hang out as well. So we will get into that and doing our Thirsty Thursday business tomorrow night. With that said, there is a thing going on tonight, and if you guys haven't ever heard of it, it's called a Mega Waffle. Mega Waffle tonight is happening over at Lord of Destruction Waffles. Get thyself there. We're about to head over there and do that thing, and then tomorrow night we're going to hang out with the King. So King of Avion tomorrow night, Stratos the Birdman, the leader of the bird people, flew by the green emerald staff of Avion. In some cases, the staff of Avion just shoots fireworks. So also allows you to release Mulchrum, which is something you definitely don't want to do. So the staff of Avion will get it going tomorrow night and make it do what it do. But tonight, for those who want to know, the God Waffler sends his regards, yo. So I know it's backwards. It says the God Waffler puts the blank blank in your bed. We've said it a bunch of times. I normally introduce David that way every time he hops in the room. Love, peace to the Waffle King, to the Lord Waffler himself, and the man who got us all off the shelf. The God Waffler puts the blank blank in your bed. First three people that message Mr. Carbulka, that is David Carbulka. Three people who message him with the correct answer, you get a shot into tonight's Mega Waffle over at Lord of Destruction Waffles. If you're not a member over there already, get over there. Love you guys. We'll talk to you later. Waffle Mafia. Peace.